cover the 46th yard site of the Mashgiach Zecherno Livracha. I'm going to say over a shtickle Torah. According to when he wrote it down, I was probably in the shir then. I can't tell you that I remember hearing it from him, but he wrote it in Tavshin Chav Beis. That was my first year in his shir. Tesis on Dav Dalet in the Gemara is going. Gemara is Sekasha, according to Rav Wald's Mave Zeh Adam. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you read the Mishnah of Loi Harei Hashar Karei Hamave? So the Gemara says, Hochi Kamer, Lo Rei Hashar Shemeshalim Sakaifer. Now there's Gemara is trying to, the Mishnah is trying to explain to us, why do we have to have Shor Bar Mave and Hever? Why can't we learn one out from the other? So the Gemara has to come with reasons of why each one has something that the other doesn't have, so you can't learn out one from the other. So the lo roi hashor shemishalim esakayfer ki roi ha'odom she'ein mishalim esakayfer. Odom doesn't pay kayfer. So you see that shor, a shor that killed an odom, on which there's a chi of kayfer, but an odom that kills an odom, there's no kayfer. V'lori Odom Shechai Barvod Dvorim, and if you have Mave, just Odom, yeah, Odom is Chayev V'nezek Tzar Ripi Shevis and Boishis, Kiroi Ashor, that if Ashor is Mazik on Odom, there's not Arba Dvorim, there's only Nezek. So the Rivoy is Sakasha, that it seems that the Gemara wants to say that the fact that Odom is Potter from Kaifer is a Kula. So, or that the behemah pays kaifer, that the bala behemah has to pay kaifer as a chumra. Frek the rivo, my chumra hizu, haidein mishalim as a kaifer is only because of kim lebi the rabbimine. Now, it's not the pshat there isn't a chiev, it's that the misa patters the moment. The tirits, the shaygig nami potter minitan dvecheskia, and that would be a ptur because there's not a chiev. By Shagig, where there's no Chi of Misa, but we have the Tanit Vecheskias Drosha, that Chayv Misa Shagigin is also Potter from Tashlumin. So the Pshat is, so over there, it's not because the Kim Lehman the Rabbi Minei, that's a Bazundar Drosha, so that's what would be the Chumra. The Re argues, and the Re says, the La Pirchi Klal, it's no Kasha. Because on Kaifer, you would never say a Ptur of Kim Leben Rabamine. The Kanein Shayach Lahaskir Tanit Vecheski Kittel Kamon Beperig Beis, the Mashma Dilav Krod, the Olive Aloha Odom, Havi Alfinon Odom Mishor, She is Chayv Mazid Misa Vekaifer. So Tosis is saying at Teretz that Kaifer be'etzem him lebin rabbinay wouldn't pater Kaifer because pashtus that the din of Kaifer Tosis says in a bunch of other places that there's a musig. That which comes for kapora, anything that comes for kapora, so Kim Leben Rabmine is not going to pater. So Taisus in Ksubas and a Taisus in Andav Chavtes and Psochim, that anything that's there for kapora, Moshel Oichel Trumas Chametz bePesach, so he'll be chayiv the chaimish because that's already for kapora, even though. Like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, who holds that Koris Pater's moment as well as Misa, so by Chometz bePesach, you'll still have to pay, if Trumas Chometz bePesach, even though there's a chi of chorus, it wouldn't pater in paying the kerem v'chaimish, because that's for kapora, and kimer amli doesn't pater kapora. And the Tosfos wants to say, memela avada without, no, it's only because of the pasuk of olav alo alo adam kasher yushas olav, that olav alo alo adam, that there's a drasha specifically to pater, even that it paters it in ganzen. It's not because of kim lemidur abaminei. Maram is masbir, this gufa, that's the pshat in Tosfos. The Maram is masbir Tosfos to say, because heyois, that this is a chi of kapora, just like the Mises Hashor is a kapora for killing the man, so too the koifer is a kapora. Memela, it's two chiyuvim for the same siba, and this pasnish can kim le bin rab mine on that, because both things are coming as a tash, as a kapora for the avera, is a kapora for the fact that the behemah killed an adam. That's the kaifer by behemah, and by mashen came by adam. There won't be such a thing, because there's a pasuk all of alvelo alo adam that's meferish being memayet that kind of a chiyuv, and memela bleiptas azah chumra. But the kim leibim rabin, they wouldn't pass on it at all. Frekter b'shimin shkop in the shiurim, that would be very good if you hold kufra kapora. But what if you hold kufra as mamayna, like some a lot of deists hold, machlokes in the Gemara, whether kufra is kapora is kufra is mamayna? If kufra is mamayna, so you're paying the mammon the value of the person. And that zikr, on that zikr would be a chi of on which you would say kim le bin rab mine. And of course, he comes out that eino chinami. Tosfos has to be going only according to the man d'amar of holds kufra kapora. But if he held kufra mamayna, then avada the rivaz kasha still remains. Zezok Reb Shimon. So the mashgiach wanted to friend for this kasha. And with a very interesting Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis in Bava Kama. In the middle of a long shtickel, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz, the sheet that brings it, Zokter Azeh. The Gabe Ben Chayrin, and we're talking over there by Shleshim Shalevid, by paying for an Evid, and by other things. The Vada Gabe Ben Chayrin, Yeshlon Uloimer, the I Matinu Kro Mikoifer, Shaloi Bekavono, Imken Afilu Domim Leko. The Svira lay inoch hamaroi, the pligi oleo, the rabba. Because there's a machlokes between rabba and other amaroim in the Gemara of whether the din of ola v'loy alo odom, is that only a ptur and kaifer? Or it's another din. Ola v'loy alo odom says, de lo shayach shum tashlumin bebal chai, beben chayrin. There's no such thing as paying tashlumin for a ben chayrin. Rak oisam shechayovin hakosuv, dahainu kaifer mamish, lishalim domim b'tayras kaifer. The Shita is telling us that even if you hold kufr is mamayna, but it's not the pshat, like lamoshel, if a behemah is mazik another behemah, he's a muad, so you have to pay nezik sholim. What you're paying in the nezik sholim is you're replacing with money the value of what was destroyed. By Adam, it's not shayach such a thing. There is no real monetary value for a human being. That's what all of Eloya Adam tells us, that there's no such thing as a shavya for a human being. I, the Torah, is mechayev kaifer. The teretz is, the chiyev is to pay a certain value as a tashlum, as a kaifer for what you did. But it's not be'etzim, a tashlumim of value. It's not a replacement in value of what you damaged. Because by a human being, whatever the damage was done to him, that's irreplaceable. It doesn't really have a monetary value. And Betzim, there's a Rambam like this as well. The Rambam says in Perik Aleph of Chayvul Umazik, Halacha Gimel, Zeh Shenemar Batoira Kasher Yitein Mumba Odom Ken Yinosein Boy. It says, when Odom is Mazik, another Odom, so it says, Kasher Yitein Mumba Odom Ken Yinosein Boy, Eino Lachvol Zeh Bazeh Kamo Shechovu B'chaveiro. It doesn't really mean you have to damage the mazik like he damaged his friend. Ela shehu royu lechasrei ever olach bol bo kamosha osa. He's roy for that to happen to him. Lefikoch mshalim niskoy. That's why you pay. Vaharehu oimer veloisikhu kaifer lenefesh reitzeach. The Pasuk says you can't take kaifer for nefesh reitzeach in order to pater him from getting misa. L'reitzeach bilvad hu she'ein kaifer. Aval l'chisorin evorim o l'chavolois yesh kaifer. So the Rambam is teaching up for us that even by nizke odom, by chayvel b'chaveroi, even though we create a chiyuv tashlumin by what his value was if he had an arm and not what his value is without an arm to be sold as an eved. In other words, we ascribe a monetary value, but that monetary value is not a tashlumim of replacement. It's a kaifer. So the Mashgiach wanted to farteich. So what's taka the machloikis, whether you hold kufra kapora or kufra mamayna? So he wanted to be masber as follows. If you hold kufras kapora, so the betzim is that in gambol of yumos, the Torah says is kemisis ashor kach misis abaylim. The Gemara is saying that be'etzim, if your chayiv, if your behema was a muad and killed an odom, and on which the Torah was mechayiv a chiyuv kaifer, the pshat is be'etzem the Torah was mechayiv misa b'dei shamayim on the bailam of the shore. The kaifer is a replacement for that misa b'dei shamayim. It's the kapora for the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim that comes from kemisas habailam kach misas ashor. And that's the pshat in kufra kapora. Masha'in kein, if you hold kufra mamayna, the vort is there is no chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, but the chiyuv kaifer bleibs taka kapora for the misa of the behema caused to the person. So even though you're paying money, but that money, in other words, if you hold kufras kapora, so the pshat is you're pattering yourself from a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Mashenken, if you hold kufras mamayna, it's also a kapora. But the Torah wasn't mechayev a misa b'dei shamayim on which this kaifer is a replacement for your chiyuv misa, but it is a chiyuv, a mamanis dik a chiyuv that comes, it's called kaifer, and it's coming as a kapora as well. The nafgamina between kufra kapora and kufra mamayna would be that if you hold kufra kapora, If you all come from Amayna, so if the Yorshim would be Meichel, then you're talking about Mechuyev to pay. Mashen Kane, if Kufr is Kaporet, to take off the Misa Videh Shemayim, the Mechila of the Yorshim doesn't help. He still would be Mechuyev to pay. And Midoch Yisa, he said another Nafkamina, what happens if the Bailam happens to die? So he had a Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no Chi of Kaifer. Masha ain't Cain. If Kufra is Mamayna, maybe the Yorshim would still have to pay the Kaifer. Zayat the Mashgiach Gevolt Lernen, there will be the Machloikis between this whether you hold Kufra Kapor or Kufra Mamayna. Abimela, once you understand that the idea of paying the Mammon is also a din of Kapora, then already that answers Reb Shimon's Shaila on the Maram, that Tosfos, that this pshat to say that there wouldn't be kimle bin rabbi mine on Kofer, even if Kufra's Mamayna, it won't be, because both of them, it's not the pshat you're replacing. It's not like Mammon, Lamushal, somebody killed somebody v'kora shiroyim at the same time. Avada, there's a chi of Mammon for one thing and a chi of Misa for something else. Avada over there, kim leben rabbine paters. But here, both chiyuvim are for the Misa of the behema killing the Adam. And both of them are for the same reason, to be mechaper on that chet. Even though the chiyuv is going to be mammon, but that mammon is not mammon bahade a chiyuv misa, it's both chiyuvim for the same purpose. And that would be true not just if kufra is kapora, it'll be true even if kufra is mamayna. That's how the Mashgiach wanted to learn pshat, that Tosfos can be going, and the Maram can be going, how he learns Tosfos, of whether you hold Kufra Kapora or Kufra Mamayna. I want to share with you also a little bit of the history, Poshet Alts HaKoras HaTayv to the Rabbeinu Shalil, because what the Mashgiach did for our yeshiva, what he shteld avek, that's still very much part of the Messiah of our yeshiva, came about because of incredible nisim. Everybody knows the story. During the year 39 and 40, during 1940, so you have to know that after World War I, the League of Nations took away a good chelik of Lita and gave it to Poland. The yeshivas of Mir and Brisk and all those that were in the Litvisha part of what became Poland, and originally that was all part of Lithuania. Vilna was part of Lithuania all the years. After World War I, Vilna was moved into Poland. And so the border between Lita and Poland was closed. And in those years, our Rosh Yeshiva, Zichrono Livrocha, went twice during his years in Slabodka after World War I. He went twice to Vilna, but in order to get from Slabodka to Vilna, which was about the distance from here to Washington, you had to go through Germany, you had to go into Germany and then come back into Poland, because the border between Lithuania and Poland was closed. And those were the two opportunities that he had to see Reb Chaim Oizer. In the early part of World War II, there was all kinds of changes. Amongst the changes were that the Germans gave part of Poland, that the Vilna gubernia and that whole area, they gave it back to Lithuania, and they would give, and that was given over to the Russians. That was given over to the Russians. Once Russia took over, then Kovno, of course, was the capital of Lithuania at the time, and had embassies from countries around the world. And because the Russians were taking over, so these embassies were about to close. But because of this change in the border, all of the yeshivas in the Litvish part of Poland actually migrated to Vilna. They were all during the year of 1940, 39 and 40, all the yeshivas, Mir and Baranovich and Grodno all those yeshivas that were between the two wars in Poland, Kletsk as well, all the yeshivas migrated to the area around Vilna. And there were two very ambitious bochrim in Mir Yeshiva that came up with this crazy idea that they would get that, of course, because the war had started already and France had been taken already, so going west wasn't possible anymore. So they figured out, okay, maybe we can get out going east. And now that Russia had taken over, so traveling across Russia to Vladivostok became a possibility. And from there to take a boat to Japan, and from Japan they were going to go to an island in the Dutch East Indies. So they got from the Dutch ambassador, they got visas to this island in the Dutch East Indies. But then they had to get, how do you get there? So the only way you got to get to Japan in order to get there. So they managed to work out with the Japanese ambassador to Kovno that he would give them all transit visas to go to Japan. So Bochrim lined up and got all these different visas. The Dutch visa and the Japanese visa. Well, at the time this was happening, Reb David Zichrono Livracha was in the hospital with a gallbladder attack, and he had heard about it, but he thought this was some kind of a wilde Sache, and he wasn't very excited about it and didn't do anything. And by the time he got out of the hospital and was recovered, people were already beginning to start traveling. We're talking now about the spring and summer of 41. They were starting to make the trek, and he didn't have the visas. There was a bocher, however, in the yeshiva who had two sets of papers. He had Polish papers, and he had also what a lot of Bochrim had, for some reason or other. There was a stateless citizen's paper that many of them had. Why they had it, I don't know, but he got visas stamped in both of those papers, figuring that he'll see whichever one works better for the traveling, and the other one he'll sell to somebody. So David gets out of the hospital and is recuperating and sees that people are starting to travel. And he doesn't have anything. So he heard about this particular fellow who had this extra set of papers that could be forged over onto his name. He had offered it first to somebody else, and that person turned it down. And Reb David, the mazel was that he was able to get a hold of this person's second set of papers and have it changed over onto his name. And there were obviously people around who were expert in doing those kind of forgeries, but it was done. But then he didn't have a ticket. Even that was nisim as well. In order, Russia had taken over. Part of the laws in Russia was you could be sent to Siberia if you were caught with foreign currencies. The ticket on the Trans-Siberian Railroad and the boat trip from Vladivostok to Kobe, Japan, had to be purchased with matbeya zar, with U.S. currency. So standing in line in front of the in-tourist office in Vilna in order to buy your ticket on the Trans-Siberian Railroad, you could have been arrested. People are standing in line. All of them had dollars. I mean, you have to understand that at this point in time, they were still being able to send money from the United States. There was money being raised for Yeshiva Bochurim, who were all in Lithuania, in Vilna area this time. So money wasn't the factor. Somehow or other, they got the money to the yeshiva light. But the pachad of standing in line at the in-tourist office to buy a ticket was incredible. And people are traveling already, and the mashgiach didn't seem that it was easy for him to go buy a ticket at that point. So he decided something else. He'll go to the train station. And maybe there'll be somebody who has to cancel his trip, is not going to get on the train. And sure enough, that happened too. There was a person who something happened and he had to not get on the train, and he sold Reb David his ticket, and he was able to travel. And he traveled on the train together with the Mir Mashgiach. And he told us this story once, one Friday in Shir. And he said, but he wouldn't say what happened. He said there were times on that trip where Chatzko Levenstein, the Mashgiach, told them, we're getting off the train in this city and we'll take the next one. We're not going weiter. That's all he told us. Later I heard from others that there was an accident and that train derailed or something. There was things weren't simple. Clearly for us, that it happened this way is all part of our chiyuv of hakaras hatov to the Ribbono shel Olam for the incredible hashgacha pratis that Reb David received. Derech agav, he had already had papers to come to America, because when my father came to Miri Yeshiva in 1935, so Reb Yeruchim was still living then, assigned Reb David to be my father's Elter Bocher, and they became very close. My father came to America in 38, in March of 38, and came to the Yeshiva, and immediately began working on bringing various people out from Europe. And early 1940, or sometime in the middle of 1940, he sort of convinced the Rosh Yeshiva that the yeshiva should send papers to Reb David that he should come. Reb David got those papers, but by the time he got them, there wasn't any way to go west. wasn't any way to come to the United States. So he had that invitation, but only could make use of it after the war in 1946, when that enabled him to come to America to get papers that would allow him to emigrate to the United States. So he had that all the war, but couldn't do anything with it. So then he ended up in Siberia. One other story he told us, that Rav Chatzkul, when they were about to board the boat from Vladivostok to Japan, so Rav Chatzkul came over to him and asked him, "Zu du hast meira, are you afraid?" That's all he said to him, "Are you afraid?" And the Mashgiach told him, "No, not particularly." When they got on the boat a few hours later, so the Mashgiach told him, "You don't have to be afraid anymore." He was afraid that the consular officials, you know, getting on the boat, he had to go through Russian officials to get on the boat, that they might chop that his passport was forged. And the truth of the matter is, in a subsequent train, there was somebody else who had such a Ford passport, and he ended up in Siberia for the war. He didn't get to Kobe. These were the stories that he told us. So the Hashgacha Pratis, that the Rebbeinu Shloilem understood that our yeshiva had the need to have such a personality whose whole mitzias was Torah and Avodah. It was a Meir Diket Talmud Chochem. He paskin shilas, and he was a Gevaldik Abal Avodah. We all saw Elul as a real Metzias in his whole Hanhoga and Elul. You saw, you lived Elul with him. In fact, one year, I got such a Shalom Aleichem from him. I was one of these, like this year, one of the early years, you know, where Elul came out very early, and that summer I was in camp for a couple of weeks. And I came back a few days late into Elul. And right after I came, so right after Mincha, I walked over to the Mashgiach to say Shalom Aleichem, and his Shalom Aleichem to me was, "Shalom Aleichem v'os geistu ton mitshuva. What are you going to do about tshuva?" That was the Shalom Aleichem. To come 3 days late in Elul, what's going to be with tshuva? And it was serious. He meant it as, to try to imbue us with the pachad of what an Elul meant. And that ruach still exists, Baruch Hashem, within the yeshiva. So there are so many things that we have to be makir taiva for. And it's important for us to really know and to appreciate what a gewaldig hand the Hashgacha had in giving our yeshiva the matona that we had, and having the Mashgiach Zichrono Livracha as a yesoid in the mivna of the yeshiva, which was just one of the many Meiridike individuals that we were zeiche to have, that made an impression on all our present Rebbeim, whether it was the Rosh Shiva Zichrono Livracha, the Mashgiach Zichrono Livracha, Rav Weinberg the Rosh Shiva Zichrono Livracha, Rav Kalevsky, all unique and different individuals, and each one of them left an imprint on our yeshiva that still exists to this very day. And for this, we have to be makir teiva to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, for the gewaldike legacy that we have.